This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, and Dylon hanging out with you here on this Monday morning. And boy, if there was ever a day for a wake-up call, I feel like we've been gone for a week. It was only 3 days. Kind of needed a wake-up call. Hopefully everybody's doing a better job than I did this morning of getting the crust out of the eyes, because I needed some caffeine immediately and some sunshine, which is exactly what I got, which is why I feel good right now. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us. 404-726-0929. Want to talk about your dream job and whether or not you inadvertently ever, what's the word you used, Allie? Trash talked somebody?
Accidentally insulted someone. Like called them homely when you thought it was a compliment.
I was talking to a third party and they were asking me about my wife when we started dating. I was like, man, she's just real homely. That was just not, I didn't realize that was not a good word. Like I was just like, yeah, man, she's just comfortable, you know. We're just comfortable around one. Homely was not the one. So if you've ever done that, I want to hear from you as well.
I can't believe you didn't know what the word homely meant.
I don't like how much. It's not like something you would learn in like English class. You know what I mean?
I mean, I knew what it meant.
Yeah.
Just more worldly.
You probably hung out with a lot of homely females back then too. You know what I mean? So let's just call a spade a spade.
Is that
it? I don't know whether or not you should be bragging about the fact you knew what homely was.
Well, if I did hang out with a bunch of homely women, I never called them to that their face if I was trying to get anywhere with them. I mean, I just
didn't know what it meant.
I just said it afterwards once it was over. Like, yeah, she was homely anyways.
And for the record, I never called her that to her face. It was to a third party, and then I told her about it, and she was like, I'm sorry, what did you
do?
You
do realize telling her after the fact is essentially telling her to her face that in your eyes, she's homely.
Yeah,
you do realize that, right?
What have you been jamming to over there on your laptop? You've been
all
just,
morning.
I mean, this guy's got like, you know,
I've been
two fingers up in there,
well,
his pinky and his index just going at it.
I can't get away from all the videos from the Ozzy Osbourne farewell tour or concert.
The Black Sabbath, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was not even Black Sabbath because, I mean, it's Ozzy essentially. Now, some of the guys from Sabbath were there, but Ozzy's done. He obviously got diagnosed with, what was it, Parkinson's?
Parkinson's 6 or 7 years ago.
And in, I think it was Birmingham, England, where they're from, if I'm not mistaken, they played one final concert. And dude, like, everybody was there. I mean, Pantera, Metallica, Tool played. Jack Black played with, like, Tom Morello's kid and some other people's kids. This was like the who's who. Jason Momoa was in the crowd in the mosh pit when Pantera was playing. Zakk Wylde, who is now who was Ozzy's guitarist for literally the 90s and since the 90s. And he's also Black Label Society. He plays in Pantera as well. One of the best guitarists ever. He was there obviously playing with him. Dude, it was just off the charts good. Like everybody was there. If you're a rock fan, it was probably one of the greatest rock concerts you ever could have went to.
We got
to
get the phone lines, 404-726-0929. But I want to ask you guys, when you hear the name Jason Momoa, do you think Khal Drogo or do you think Aquaman? Or is there a third option in there? Well, I know he's in Minecraft right now too.
I kind of think of that that commercial where he takes his muscles off.
The Old Spice? Is it Old Spice?
I don't know.
I think it is. I definitely think Aquaman though, but obviously I'm younger, so I obviously.
Yeah,
but
I feel like it's one or the other. People are like, "Oh, Aquaman."
I think of him in the singing commercial now because it's been on so much during Braves games.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Dylan, did you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
So yeah, you never even went back and
Nope.
Okay. Well,
I've thought about it, but I just haven't done it yet. There might be a day where I do that. Yeah.
What happens when you tell people you're going to watch Game of Thrones is they're like, "Oh, watch out for this part," and you start getting all the spoilers. Wow. They're going to tell you everything. So that's
did Bo do that to you?
No.
Okay, it's okay if he did. I didn't see the look on your face. He definitely did.
Blink twice if he did, Amy. Blink twice if he did.
No. I mean,
it was like it's probably one of those things where he goes. I watched a few episodes.
What? Why did you think she's my wife?
I don't know why. I don't know why I said
that. You know what? That's
because I was talking to Bo. And
did you ever in school like accidentally call your teacher mom?
Oh,
that's what that's like. That's what you just did.
I really did.
We have clearly had 3 days off.
Yes. Yes, and we're back at it.
I meant to say blink twice if he's done that, Allie, by the way.
Oh, Dylan, don't ever change, brother. Well, don't ever change.
Let's give a birthday shout out to our buddy Jake Major, who listens every day. Appreciate him always for tuning in, man. He's always at it. And you can weigh in on Twitter as well at 929 Morning Shift if you guys want to weigh in on any of the topics we've been talking about today. I'm going to be honest and real here. I think most of us are trying to just steer away from the Braves because it's so bad right now.
I know.
It's like, you know what, man? It is what it is.
Talk
like
about
we don't
dream
need to.
Jobs.
We don't need to just. Yeah, talk about dream jobs or the Saints starting court. Anything for the love.
The peach tree.
Hey Dylan, let's. I know you're working the phone right now. Let's go ahead and go out the phone line. Let's talk to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, hope you had a great holiday weekend, my friend.
Man, I had a great holiday weekend. My son enjoyed himself. I hope you guys enjoyed your your holiday weekend as well. My dream job would be being a tour drummer. I am a drummer. I'm a musician as well. So I recently, before I tore my Achilles in October, I invested in some things that would help content-wise, because it seems like today we're in a time that's all about content. Mm-hmm. So my biggest thing was just, you know, getting that stuff, and then now that I've, you know, since I went back to work and stuff, I start playing again. So now it's just building up the content on my drumming page and, you know, hopefully just make the right contact and, you know, rub shoulders with the right person and stuff like that. But also, I think I indirectly insulted somebody this weekend, one of my players' dads, but he asked for it. he asked for it. I mean, he came to me about his son having playing time, and I told him from Jump Street, your son will be in the running back rotation, this and this and that. He comes to me about his son getting carries, and everybody else, this and that. And I basically somewhat told him, hey, sometimes you just got it and you don't. Some of these kids got it and they don't. I said, sometimes the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Oh,
and I said, so as long as he keeps working, then we'll go from there. Yeah. And that's that. I hope y'all have a great day. Yeah. Hey, man, I love y'all. I'm going to keep listening. And Mike, you keep doing what you're doing, brother. All of y'all. Mac Truck, Squid, y'all do y'all thing, man. Love y'all.
I appreciate you, Dan. Thank you so much. Check's in the mail. You don't ever want to hit the parent with the apple. It doesn't fall far.
Seriously.
It is funny, though, man. If you've ever coached anything, I know that there's people out there listening that do coach. Like, you just want to be like, dude, if you would just step into my office and watch any kind of game film, because everybody has game film now. There's, like, drones over Little League baseball fields these days. It's like, just give me 5 minutes to show you what exactly I'm looking at from a coach's perspective. And the parent, you know, the parent, it just it goes one way or it goes another. So, it's unfortunate. To say the least. But yeah, man, hopefully I would say as far as the drumming thing goes, like you are more able now than ever to actually create as an entertainer, to create content and be able to make connections.
Absolutely.
Like, you can do that. Is it Kane Brown that really came from YouTube?
Kane Brown came from YouTube. Radio wasn't really giving him a chance.
Yes.
So he did that. So did Justin Bieber.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. Back on that route.
Shawn Mendes. Like, there are a lot of artists now that are getting famous on YouTube and now getting a huge following and then getting on the radio. So then they don't like to talk to radio people.
On the outs, if you will. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to the phone line, Dylan. Let's over and talk to our buddy Ja over in Cobb County. Ja, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope you guys had a good fourth also.
Yes, amen.
My dream job would probably be a movie producer.
Ooh.
I like Michael Bay. I like a lot of his movies. So being a movie producer would probably be my dream job. And as far as offending, someone, I probably have, but I'm usually not, you know, quick to pick up on signs, so maybe I didn't realize it, but I'm not sure about that one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I appreciate the phone call, John. I'm right on board with him. Like, right on board. Like, I'm so late to the punch a lot of times when it comes to wit that I'm just like, I just glaze over. Some people will say stuff to me, and I'll be like, I'll catch on to it 3 minutes later, and I'll just start laughing. I'm like, man, that's crazy.
I didn't think you were slow to the wit.
I don't know, man. Like, sometimes just other people that are, like, really witty, they'll drop a joke, and I'm just like, what? And then 3 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I get it.
You know when this happens to me all the time is my husband drops jokes all the time.
Yes.
And then it
He'd be a prime example for me.
He sneaks them in, and it's like 10 seconds, so you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
See, but.
He just called me homely.
Right.
You got to be careful. But with Grant, you got to be careful. Because he has got that very, like. Like, some people, with their delivery, is everything, right? And Grant's delivery is deceitful.
Yes.
Because you think, you would probably understand it if the delivery was a little bit more like a parent, but he is like this stone cold stare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the voice, the inflection never changes. And he does all the time, you know. Like, when a Grant says you know, I either think he's about to be a smartass or he's got a really good stat for me. It's only one or the other. It's like, this is like a two-way street.
He is definitely one of those guys that does not smile through his joke. When I'm telling a joke, I'm like already laughing before I get the punchline out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah. I know. I'm trying to hold it back.
His is very like stone face of just like, he delivers it and he's like, yep, I hope you got that.
Well,
sniper with it.
I let you know with a smile.
Like exactly. Most people do.
As soon as I finish, I either got a smile or I'm laughing because I want you to understand that we're just messing around.
Mm-hmm.
No, not Grant. He's just like, he'll just keep looking at you and you're like, wait, are you for real right now? Because it sounds like you just came at me a little bit. Yeah. Like, is that what just happened?
It's just funny, man. But those are phenomenal wake-up calls. We did have, Marcus Powell that weighed in on Twitter that was talking about how he was
talking about how he never dreamed of being Kirby Smart's mailman, but here he is. Dream job.
Marcus, you're living the dream, man.
Yes.
He's a Bama fan. It says he's a Bama fan, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Bama 25. He also says his dream job would be an NBA ref. I don't know
about that.
I don't like, why would you want to be a referee for your dream? Like, those people just get dogged out constantly.
Seriously.
Especially in the NBA.
If I was going to be an official in any league, it would be a Major League Baseball umpire.
Really?
Yeah, because I would just throw people out.
I'd be like a golf official.
I would just throw people out.
Because you only needed like once a tournament.
Yeah, but then you, no. You'd be outdoors. It'd be way more, I think it'd be way more fun to be a Major League Baseball umpire because you could just like be, the theatrics of Major League Baseball umpires.
Come up with your own ring up.
Yeah. Like, what? That was strike three. My bad, you're out. You just make up stuff.
My ears are buzzed.
Well, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Coming up, we avoided it, but we got to talk about it. Braves Orioles series. was again just disappointing. Is this the nail in the coffin for the Braves, or is there some hope? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.